We've remembered that Jesus on the cross took all our bad behavior, all our wrong attitudes upon himself, and also took upon himself the just punishment that should have been ours from God. So now the question is, how might we respond to just that immensity of the love of God for us? And Psalm 100 gives us not only good words to say, but a good way to say them. So we start here. Oh, my clicker's not working. Can you help me, Lottie? My clicker's not working. There we go. Shout for joy, all the earth. In other words, make a joyful noise for the Lord. Everyone, everywhere, applaud the Lord who has committed himself to you in love. And then, worship the Lord with gladness. In other words, serve God, serve his kingdom, work for his kingdom with all your might. Whatever you do, whatever you have, use it to serve the Lord. That's what worship is. Not just singing and shouting, it is that, but it's every day too. That's how we respond to the Lord's love for us. And then, come before him with joyful songs. Come close to Jesus. Express yourself. We're not very good at doing that, are we, sometimes? Express yourself. Sing happy songs to Jesus. That's what the psalm is telling us to do. Now, some of you, I know, join choirs. You love to sing. You're not too bothered about what words you sing. You just love singing. And there are lots of people like that. And some people love to go to football matches and they love shouting at their team and sometimes at the opposition fans as well. But we sing and we shout to the Lord. We worship him with gladness. We come before him with joyful songs. And we do it because we know who he is. We do it because we know who he is. Know that the Lord is God, the psalmist says. He is God. And know this as well. That it is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We belong to him because he made us. We are his, the sheep of his pasture. And of course, we know our shepherd, don't we? We know the one who cares for us, protects us, leads us, feeds us, because Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Do you know, I can remember a time, and I'm sure some of you can as well, I can remember the days when you could walk along the road, turn, if you're coming down from Trafalgar Square, you could turn right into Downing Street, and you could walk right up to number 10, which of course is where the Prime Minister lives. But you can't do that now. You can't do that now because these days there are bad people out there, and so Downing Street has to be protected by great big gates, steel gates, barriers, and armed police because they have to protect the Prime Minister. Now, there was a time when people, when Adam and Eve, the first people, could walk right up to God, as it were. They could walk with him in the garden, no problem at all. But now, now we all do bad things. And if we were to walk in God's garden, well, how long would it take for us to ruin it? 30 seconds? 10 seconds? Wouldn't be long, would it? wouldn't be long before we wanted something that somebody else had, before we grabbed, before somebody else got it, and we'd ruin it. And so God fenced off his garden. He fenced himself off, as it were, from us. And he guarded the way into his special place, his garden. But then Jesus came. Jesus came and he tore down the fence. He sent the guards away. He opened heaven's gates and made us God's own people. We are his, the sheep of his pasture. We as it were, graze in his fields. And so we enter his courts with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. The gates are open to us. We can draw close to the Lord. And of course, entering the gates, entering his courts, that's not about coming to church. I mean, it's great to come to church. It's great to be with God's people. And that's very, very special and something we really ought to do. But it's more than that. It's what is it? It's once we've entered God's palace, we never want to leave. We never want to leave. We want to live our whole life with King Jesus, close to him, walking with him. So, why do we give thanks and praise God's name? Well, because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. His love never fades, even though ours might. And his faithfulness never gives up on us, even though we might sometimes feel like giving up on him. And that's what we remembered in the Lord's Supper, wasn't it? It's what we remembered, his love and his faithfulness that never failed, not even when the Father sent his Son Jesus to die for us. Now, if that is not a good reason to shout and sing for joy to the Lord, to worship him with gladness and come before him with joyful songs, then I don't know what is. So we're going to do that. In a new song, don't worry, musicians, I know I haven't told you about this. It's okay, it'll be just on the screen and with an audio, okay? A new song based on Psalm 100. And it helps us to sing and enjoy and shout for joy to the Lord. I know you don't know it. It's very easy. And you can always start by clapping as you pick up on the tune. It won't take you long to pick up on the tune. So let's stand up. We can't sing and shout for joy sitting down. Let's stand up.
Clap your hands, shout for joy. The Lord is good, the Lord is good. Raise his name, sing out loud. The Lord is good to me. Our God made heaven and earth. Our God made you and me. Our God loves and cares for you. You and me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Clap your hands, shout for joy.
but there we are. When you get to know it, maybe. We're going to shout and sing, though, for joy with words in the Psalm 100. We're going to say this now together. And let's do it not only with the words, but in the manner that Psalm 100 would have us do it, okay? So, after three. One, two, three. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Indeed. Let's stay standing, and we're going to close by singing a song that we know a bit better than the last one. Thanks, Stephen. You're in control, Lottie.